I'm going to call the meeting to order, the Winchester Town Advisory Board. This is June 8th, 2021. Would like to start by introducing my colleagues on the board, starting to my right, please.
Patrick Becker.
I'm Ken Dayton.
Judy Siegel.
And our staff this evening.
Victoria Bonner, Secretary.
Okay. And
Brady Bernhardt, Conference Planner.
Thank you. And Beatriz Martinez just stepped out, but she is here as well. Just would ask the group to silence your cell phones, please. If you have to take a call, just step outside. And next things next, I'll ask Patrick to please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So we have a moment now for comments from the general public. This is about the agenda. There will be a moment further down the line to comment on the individual agenda items. But right now, if anyone has anything to say about what we're speaking about this evening, now would be the time. Great. Seeing nobody, we'll move along. I move to approve the minutes from our May 25th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I'll just take a moment to also introduce Mr. Delabos.
Hey, everybody.
Great. Thank you. And I will also move to approve the agenda for tonight. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. So running right into things. We will start with the agenda item WS-21-0244, Casa Vegas Apartment Homes. This is a request, a waiver of development standards for the following: allow a decorative fence, reduced parking, and modify driveway geometric design standards in conjunction with an existing condominium development on 15.3 acres in an R4 zone, generally located on the south side of Vegas Valley Drive and the east side of Casa Vegas Street within Winchester. This is going to be heard before the Planning Commission on July 6th. Is the applicant present?
Sure.
Hello. Please state your name for the record. And
yeah, I'm Jim Yancey, representing the applicant. And can you give my address? 6765 West Russell. Yeah, so basically this is, again, as mentioned, 15.3 acres, existing condominium site. It's been there for a while. Basically, you know, there's been some safety and some security issues. So the owner is wants to improve that situation with the residents and actually probably bring it up to kind of current standards for multifamily developments. Right now, all this purple is an existing 6 to 8 foot screen wall, security wall already. But this green area and this red is basically open to the public. It's just basically, it's just a knee wall that's along Casa Vegas. Mm-hmm. So ownership would like to replace this wall with a basically just a decorative wrought iron fence, basically to limit some of the just migrant pedestrians going through and just kind of secure it for residents and residents as guests. As a result, they also want to gate this community. We had several meetings with traffic, fire, everybody, police, to work out a traffic pattern. We're going to convert this to one way. And they figured that the conditions or the waivers that we were asking would allow them to approve it once it goes to planning. So, and then I'm here to answer any questions or listen to any concerns.
Great, thank you. We'll start with opening the questions to the general public. If anyone has a comment or a question, we'll start with you, Miss. Please stand up, state your name and address for the record.
And my name is Monica, my last name is Castillo, and my property address is 1405 Vegas Valley, Unit 183. I have a lot of concerns about this. First of all, by building this, the current fence. They're going to be taking away so many parking spots that we don't have now. And that's really a concern. Mm-hmm. As it is, we don't have any parking spots for guests. So, and they're going to cut half of it. That's going to be a major problem. That's the beginning. Second of all, me as an owner, I am very concerned for safety, in which a decorative fence is not gonna do the work in there. You know, still there's a lot of homeless, there's a lot of prostitution, drug dealings, and there's all of that. And just by putting a decorative fence, I don't think that's gonna do the job of keeping these people away. I'm very concerned about, right now as it is, we were paying a few months back twice as much for the assessment. $600 I was paying, $600. And you should go and see what it is.
$600 a month?
A month.
Okay. For your HOA?
Yes, $600 a month for my HOA, which I think is ridiculous for what it is. They went ahead and chopped up most of the trees. Now it looks deserted. Now it looks, who wants to go there? It's just horrible. It is just really bad. So I'm very concerned about this. Where is my money going to? Now, if we have a fence or whatever, the wall, now they're going to take it out to put in a decorative thing. When we have a lot of issues with sewer, when we have a lot of issues even with the landscape and other things, and we're going to put decorative things around, and that's not even for safety. So I want something for safety, yes, absolutely, but not a decorative thing that's going to cost millions probably.
Thank you for your comments.
Ma'am, is there a reason why they chopped all your trees down?
Yes.
Let's do one at a time and let her address the question, and then we'll move along to the next comment once her time has moved on.
You know, in truth, I don't know the root of the thing, what it is.
But we're going to like that. That was funny.
Yeah, I don't know the root of it.
The root of the tree.
But let me tell you something. These were like 40, 50-year-old
trees.
Oh,
I know. I've lived here all my life.
And killing a live tree, for me, is just like almost killing a person.
I think...
For me, it was just... Horrible. And they killed how many?
Let's stay focused on the gate. Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, you definitely brought up some great points. Thank you. I think a lot of those are issues should be brought up with the HOA.
Absolutely.
So I think the points are well taken.
Thank you. Let's put our money to work where it really needs to be worked.
Thank you.
And not just making a facelift when our guts are all rotten.
Understood. Would anyone else from the public like to make a comment? Miss in the green, please.
Layla Basumeki, 1405 Vegas Valley Drive, 349. The fence, existing fence, is not even 6 feet tall. It doesn't stop transient traffic. It's 5 foot tall. That's one. The second is, by putting gates in, they're going to reduce the parking spaces by 49, I believe.
Actually, only
21,
which is 5% less than what's existing. Wow. And I'll also add...
Your figures over here are incorrect on the site plan as to the number of spaces we actually have. There's 360 condos. There's 471 parking spaces. That leaves 111. Mm-hmm. Take away whatever they need for the gates and rerouting traffic leaves 80, 70 spaces, probably 60, because there's 10 spaces beyond the wall that's never used because we can't access it. So now you have, say, 60 guest spaces. Or 360 condos. Mm-hmm. Some of these condos have 2 vehicles, 3 vehicles, and 4, which leaves no guest parking. And if what's true on the site plan, on the bottom it said, gate note, the following note shall be posted on all gates. Gates shall be open during business hours. So how is that going to secure us?
The object was, and that was a condition that traffic had asked for, because during the nighttime is when they were most concerned about the security issues. But the daytime, they needed to leave them open so you don't get a backup of traffic on the public streets.
They had the transients running through 24 hours.
Okay.
My security camera just goes off.
One at a time, please. We'll move to each person.
And so, to me, that's more of a vanity fence.
Well, I will add that it's 6 foot, which is the same height as if we put in a CMU block wall, which would...
The block wall is only 5 foot tall. Well, so are you going to add on to it? It doesn't say anything about that.
That's not what we were asked to do. We were asked to show that the knee walls along these public ways be raised to 6 feet with a steel...
So that would be the only place where you have a 6 foot wall. Everything else is 5 foot or less.
Would it be fair to summarize that the concern is the wall wouldn't really provide what he's stating it would provide, and then also the hardship of eliminating parking spaces?
Yes.
Thank you very much for your comments.
On the parking spaces, is there a reason why 10 of them are disenfranchised outside of the community? I'm speaking.
Years ago, at the south end, when they built the block wall, they left, I believe it's 11 spaces on the south side of the wall. There was a little gate that you could go in and out so you could access those. Well, that gate is welded shut now because of transients. The only one who accesses those are the workers that work at the hospital.
Okay.
Not Las Vegas.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. I'm going to move to the next person. Yes, gentleman in the red. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Mike Mushkin. I represent 53 homeowners at Casa Vegas. Casa Vegas, instead of assessing people for a single special assessment, raised the dues for a period of time. Those dues have been reduced once already, and they'll be reduced a second time again. I don't remember the name of the company, I apologize, but this association was subject to some rather unfortunate events that happened with the management company. There was literally a fight at an HOA meeting.
Assured Realty.
Thank you.
Each of the trees, so the HOA dues, I want to address each of the items that she raised, because she raises valid points, but unfortunately I don't think she quite understands the impact of each one of them. So the HOA dues were done, as opposed to assessing them $2,000, $3,000 apiece, that would have been a significant hardship. It was voted on by the board, it was dealt with by the members, and they decided to raise the dues because there were no reserves and there were significant problems.
No reserves?
No reserves. Now, the significant problems included you probably know better than I, about 20 dead trees, just stone dead trees. Those had to be removed. Some had actually fallen. It was a problem. So they had to remove some of those trees. There were a few living trees that had to come out, but the living trees that came out actually came out as a result of the repairs being done to the sewer.
Sir, just to keep the... Keep the meeting on topic. We're talking about the fencing.
Well, sir, I want to address the points that were raised.
Okay.
And that's my obligation here.
But the agenda item is not about the trees or the dues.
Well,
the agenda item is about the construction of the fence.
I'll be very brief.
Thank you.
The only living trees were taken out because there are significant plumbing issues that are being dealt with on an ongoing basis. They are both acknowledging the problem with transients, homelessness, squatters. I have personally been there when Metro called me, because they were busting people, and it was like a scene from a Star Wars bar. The fence is, I can't explain it, but the fence is definitely for security purposes. You can call it a decorative fence, but a 5 foot fence is an impediment to people coming and going. We would love to be able to gate it 24 hours a day, but traffic says that's not allowed, so they want it open during business hours. We acquiesce to that. But at night, we can close the place off and keep the unit owner safe. This is actually a zoned senior community. So it's even more important that we have whatever security we can afford. My final comment is to this loss of 21 spaces. Anything that's wrong with the fence, if it's welded, anything that's wrong with any of these fences is certainly going to get fixed when the repairs are all being done. There's money in the budget for the parking lot to
be restriped.
Slurry, right? Slurry, is that what they call it? You know, they recoat the parking lot to stripe. We've been saving up for 2 years to do this. That's why everybody's been paying extra for these very items that were approved by the HOA. Respectfully, I appreciate their concerns, but this is going to make life better for every single person that lives at Casa Vegas. And as between myself and one other individual, we are the largest owners in the place. We own 20% of the units. And we really want this to happen, and that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Was there anyone else? Great, thank you. Seeing no more comments from the general public, we'll open the discussion to the board.
The first question I have you met with everyone, all the members that live there?
No.
I think it sounds like for...
At the board level, there have been no less than six meetings about this topic. This individual is not the person that meets with the homeowners. The board is the one that does the meeting with the homeowners.
And the board did approve it.
So my suggestion, and I don't know if my colleagues agree, I don't think I'm going to be able to vote without maybe you guys. There sounds like there's a lot of issues, and sounds like HOA issues, and we're not here to vote on the HOA issues. We're here to vote on your fence, but I don't think I can vote on your fence with everything else that's going on. So if maybe there should be a meeting where you guys come to an agreement of some sort, and then bring it back to us, because I think even when they go to the county commissioners, if everyone shows up with all these different problems, they're probably going to send you back. So you're not wasting your time.
So would you like to
come
to
an agreement?
Would you like to move to hold them?
I think that's inappropriate. I think this is what we're presenting, and this is what we should vote on. You shouldn't clutter it with, they're good points. But again, that's an HOA. They met with the HOA. They can bring the other stuff up.
Is the president, chairman, chairperson of the HOA here?
I'm the secretary.
Would you mind just letting us know, just briefly, how much time has been given and how many of the members of the HOA are aware?
It's extremely valid that the past 2 years, this has absolutely been a discussion.
Sorry to stop you. Can you just state your name and address for the record?
My name is Lauren Mushkin, and I am secretary of the board at Casa Vegas. We have for months and months discussed, and I think that what is really unfortunate is that the word decorative keeps being said. At no point in any of this discussion was the idea of the fence being decorative. The purpose of the fence was to keep everybody safe. And do I think that there are other issues at Casa Vegas? Yes. Do I think those are your problem? No.
Thank you.
And do I think that some of them were brought up? Absolutely. But with all that being said, the board has talked about this so many times, and there are seven board members, and this did pass. So, I mean, I do agree that.
Yeah.
Is there going to be pushback? Yes, there's a lot of units. But in the bigger picture, it is for the betterment of the community, and it is something that, again, the HOA has approved.
Perfect.
Time and time again.
Thank you. I think that addresses. I don't think we need to go back. And
I have
them
a question
rework
of,
it.
Of the approval process or the discussion process, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak about these meetings that were held, were these board meetings that were held with members of the board, or were these
correct?
Meetings?
So the members of the board, as well as
do I get
the
to finish answering asking my question before you interrupt me?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Do these meetings include the homeowners? In other words, are these homeowner meetings that the people attend, or are they just amongst the board members?
So I will state that because of coronavirus, the meetings did become Zoom meetings, as I'm sure many of yours did. So homeowners were given ample notice per the law, and homeowners were able to Zoom into the meeting to give their input, state how they were feeling, all of those good things. So yes, anybody in the community is more than welcome to make a comment during the meeting.
Thank you.
Especially when we were voting on it, as it was an agenda item.
Thank you, Ms.
Patrick, do you have anything?
360 units, is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
And do you know how many residents are in there?
No, I do not.
Probably
70.
How many residents are there?
307, 800. No, that's not 800.
It's probably a moving target, so I don't...
I was going to say definitely a small moving target.
Yeah.
I do not believe there are 700. I think there are less.
Okay.
I don't believe it averages 2 per unit.
There but are I, wouldn't one say, I wouldn't say that there's less than 400, though.
No, there's definitely more. Probably
right. Definitely more right. Than 4, I would less assume. Than 7.
5 to 7 would be our best guess.
Okay, thank you.
I think my only concern is the reduction of parking spaces.
I would agree. I think that's a concern that's been voiced by some residents here. The HOA serves as an entity to represent the homeowners, and it sounds like they've had a lot of meetings. I've lived in an HOA. There's usually ample time to voice your concern. It sounds like it passed. So I think, you know, the neighbors that are concerned about the parking, that's an issue that they need to take up with the HOA. That it's gotten this far and before the Winchester Board and on to the Planning Commission in the near future, I think that ship may have sailed for that discussion, but we're just here to vote on the fence and the parking. Mm-hmm. So anyone want to kick it off?
I have one more question. Does every tenant have one parking space or two parking spaces that they're allowed?
Good question.
One
space that they're allowed per unit.
Not that it is all that important to you, but we also did just relabel all of them, and there was a small mishap with guest parking, but we're also relabeling all the guest parking. So it's very clear where guests can now park.
Gotcha.
So there's 62 extra parking spaces just based on the numbers.
That's what it says, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's code compliant.
Yeah.
And so you just can't have everything, is I guess all we can say is that we looked at this as hard as we could. And if we want the security, we've got to give up 21 parking spaces.
Yeah.
And I agree with Lauren, and these women know. There have been meeting after meeting and discussion after discussion, and I don't want to make you think that it was unanimous. It's not. There are some people that don't want anything done to that community, and there are some people, the majority, the vast majority, that's why there's only two, but that really need this thing to be brought into the 21st century and cleaned up.
Well, and
we've done a lot. I mean, I wish we could show you what we've already done, but this is sort of the last step to make it a secure community.
Yeah, and your comment touches on the notes in our files from the staff that the community was built a long time ago, and there is a need for security. I'm going to make a motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks. You have to take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, the next agenda item. There are three different agenda items for the same applicant, so I'm going to read all three agenda items. We're going to take them together. This is going to be heard before the Board of County Commissioners on July 7th. Agenda item number 2, it's AR-21-400085, WS-0528-12, GVI-SHLV Owner, LLC. Waiver of Development Standards, third application for review for an increase in the area of temporary wall signs, a design review for wall signs in conjunction with an existing extended stay hotel, Spring Hill Suites, on a portion of 1.7 acres in an H1 zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 260 feet south of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Same applicant. Item number 3, AR-21-400086, WS-0104-17, GVI-SHLV Owner, LLC. I won't read that for the third one because it's the same applicant. Waiver of Development Standards, first application for review for increased wall sign area and a design review for a wall sign in conjunction with an existing extended stay hotel, Spring Hill Suites, on a portion of 1.7 acres in an H1 zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 300 feet south of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. And the same applicant, agenda item AR-21-400087, WS-0724-17, waiver of development standards, first application for review for an increase in the area of temporary wall signs. This is also requesting a design review for wall signs in conjunction with an existing extended stay hotel, Spring Hill Suites, on a portion of 1.7 acres in an H1 zone generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 300 feet south of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yes, here.
Hello.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Chairman and members of the board, Chris Kemper here on behalf of the Spring Hill Suites. I appeared before you previously with regard to this application, and we were asking then that we be allowed an increase in some temporary wall signage as a result of the expansion, as you might recall, of the convention center that quite literally decimated a lot of our business with people not wanting to rent or live in our hotel with the construction going on. This board and the county commission approved unanimously, as my recollection, unanimously, these extensions of time subject to review. Unfortunately, the review took place in the latter part, most of it the latter part of 2019 and all of 2020. So our client requires or relies on exclusively, entirely, on convention advertising. So when the convention business went down and out, all of the advertising went out. In fact, I emailed our client, and actually the lead media who handles it, and I asked him how much advertising has been lost over the last 18 months, and his response to me was, quote, "The easiest way to answer your question is 100% all around. We are restricted to advertising specifically related to the convention business, so 100% of all business has been lost due to the pandemic and the closure of the convention center." So what we are asking here is that the review period essentially be extended now that things are opening back up again, and this way, the county, the planning staff, this board, neighbors can see what this expanded and some of the same conditions that applied. Remember, we had no advertising on the north side next to the Turnberry folks. All of those conditions remain in place. We're just asking that we be allowed the opportunity for another review period where we actually can advertise during that review period. Staff's comments are due to the slowing of the economy and the lack of convention business caused by restrictions on gatherings put into place during the pandemic. There has been little use of the signage during this last review period. Therefore, staff can support extending the approval of this request to allow for additional time to evaluate the impacts of the signage on abutting developments. So we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval. We would respectfully ask for yours as well.
Thank you.
And that applies to all three applications. They're really one. It's one applicant just set out in three different.
Understood. Do we have any comments from the general public on this, on these three agenda items that we're taking together? Please state your name and address for the
yes,
record.
Yes, my name is Robert Savitt. I live in Turnberry Tower 2, directly across from the Spring Hill Marriott. I want to validate one thing you say. There was no request for signage on the north side.
Yes, that was one of our conditions.
And thank you. And the next is the nature of the signage. Are they going to be electric signs, like I have to look at the Westgate all the time illuminated?
No,
or are they going to just be banners?
These are wall signs that you put up when there's a convention in town. They're allowed to advertise for 10 days, or they put up the wall signs for 10 days, and then they take them down.
The
my inquiry
is
that will be on the south side, and I assume the west side?
It's on the south side. Actually, we can do all three sides except your side, so you don't have to.
All right, thank you. I have no further questions.
Great, thank you. Any other questions or comments from the general public? Great, we'll open it up to the board. Mr. Delabos?
You knew it. I just have one question on one of the three apps, Chris, that's all.
Sure.
That's the app that covers the west side of the building, which is the third app. And my only question on that is, about 2 years ago, and I think Beatrice will remember this, there was a sign on the west side of the building, and it was up a little over 2 weeks, and I started getting calls from residents asking, okay, so what is the approved period? You know, because they didn't know.
Right.
And I said, well, I believe it's 10 days. And they said, well, it's been over that. And I said, I know. So let's see what happens. Well, I waited the full 3 weeks before I called Beatrice. And lo and behold, she has the power because next day the sun started coming down. My only request is that whoever keeps track of the signs for this property does that. And keeps
knows the difference between 10 days and 3 weeks.
Yeah, that would be good. I would be happy with that. That's my only request.
That's fine.
Thank you, sir.
I will make sure that that is an important point, that they do that. And when we saw that issue, we immediately addressed it.
You did.
But we shouldn't have had to be asked to address something. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Great.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the board?
No questions.
Thank you. I move to approve the staff conditions. All in favor?
I second that. Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Can I ask one question, board?
I'm sorry, yeah.
If nobody gives that maple bar, may I take it?
Chair, I just wanted to clarify for the record, all three items, correct?
Yes. Shall we make a new motion?
Yeah, just to clarify.
Okay. I move to approve agenda items number 2, 3, and 4 with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great.
Aye.
Okay.
You got to call Christine.
The next agenda items, again, we're going to batch together. It's the same applicants. Get comfortable. I'm going to read through a lot of stuff right now. Agenda item number 5, to be heard before the Board of County Commissioners on July 7th, ET-21-400074, DR-19-0428, JDR Owner LLC. Design review, first extension of time for changes and modifications to an approved resort hotel, the Drew, formerly Fountain Blue, on 22.7 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Number six, but it goes from 5 to 9 here.
Just right.
Did I miss a page?
It seems
off. No, that's from 6 and then 7 right here. There you go.
Okay, great. I'm going to use yours.
Yeah.
Same applicant, agenda item ET-21-400075, DR-0289-09. JDR Owner LLC, a design review, third extension of time to commence the redesign of a loading dock structure and a cover for a resort hotel, the Drew Las Vegas, on 24.5 acres in an H1 zone. Waiver of conditions of a use permit requiring that the loading dock driveway on the exterior of the convention parking facility shall be covered, save, and except for the ingress and egress portions of this driveway. If the covering of this driveway is approved by Clark County and subject to then meeting applicable LEED standards, this covering shall be covered with artificial turf as determined by the applicant, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Agenda item 7, same applicant. Agenda item ET-21-400077, UC-0489-08. This is a use permit third extension of time to commence deviations to development standards. Deviations for the following: permit a roof sign, reduce the height setback ratio adjacent to an arterial street, Las Vegas Boulevard South, reduce the separation between freestanding signs and monument signs, increase wall sign projection, increase temporary sign area, and all other deviations per plans on file. A waiver of development standards to reduce the street setback along Las Vegas Boulevard South and Elvis Presley Boulevard for a temporary sign, and design reviews for a sign package including the following: increase animated sign area, increase projecting sign area and height, increase the average letter height for wall signs, and temporary sign for a resort hotel on 24.5 acres in an H1 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Item 8, same applicant, ET-21-400078, UC-0923-06, a use permit for third extension of time to commence the following: a resort hotel casino consisting of 2,929 hotel rooms, 959 resort condo units, public areas including all casino areas, show rooms, live entertainment areas, shopping center areas, indoor and outdoor dining areas, entertainment areas, offices, meetings, convention areas, back of house areas, and parking structures, increase the height of the high-rise tower, kitchens within the rooms, associated accessory and incidental commercial uses, buildings and structures, a construction office and office within the parking structure, and deviations from development standards. Deviations for the following: reduce the on-site parking requirements, reduce the number of loading spaces, permit tandem parking spaces, encroachment into airspace, and all other deviations as shown per plans on file. And design reviews for the following: a resort hotel casino and resort condominium high-rise tower, water features, and all other accessory and incidental buildings and structures on 24.5 acres in an H1 zone generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Elvis Presley within Winchester. Agenda item 9, same applicant, ET-21-400079, UC-0233-07, use permit, third extension of time to commence the increase of the number of resort condominiums with kitchens in conjunction with an approved resort hotel, the Drew, on 24.5 acres in the H1 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Agenda item 10, same applicant, ET-21-400080, DR-021308, a design review, third extension of time to commence the exterior elevation of the east wall of the convention parking facility of a previously approved resort hotel, the Drew, on 24.5 acres in the H1 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of LVB South in Las Vegas. See, that's what I get for going, taking shortcuts. Elvis and Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Agenda item 11, same applicant, ET-21-400082, UC-0698-07, a use permit, third extension of time to commence the following: increased building height and deviations from development standards. Deviations for the following: reduce the on-site parking requirements and all other deviations as shown per plans on file. A design review for modifications to a previously approved resort hotel, the Drew, on 24.5 acres in an H1 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Agenda item 12, same applicant, ET-21-400083, UC-151506, a use permit, third extension of time to commence deviations to development standards. Deviations for the following: permit alternative landscaping and permit all other deviations shown per plans on file in conjunction with an approved resort hotel, the Drew, on 24.5 acres in an H1 zone located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Agenda item 13, same applicant, ET-21-400084, UC-124206, a use permit, third extension of time to commence office buildings, modular buildings, waivers of development standards for the following: landscaping requirements and eliminate the required trash enclosure, a design review for four office buildings on 25.4 acres in an H1 zone, generally located on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester for possible action. Is the applicant present? There we are. Hello?
Good evening, Board and Chairman. Bebony Mahini, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant. And as you've read into the record, thank you very much for doing that. I knew it was going to be a lot. It's 9 applications, and from number 13 through 5, where if you go to the bottom, the 13, those were the original applications that approved the Fronton Resort Hotel. And the first item, which is item number 5, is the most recent revision to the resort approval by a different owner of the project. The current owners of the project closed on the project around February of this year, and since then have been doing their due diligence to ensure that all the applications, all land use approvals, all agreements, development agreements, or site permits, bonds are replaced or approved to keep things consistent until they can basically go in, dig in, make sure that everything is active. This includes working with all of the development departments, planning, public works, and building department. We've been doing that since we came on board around mid-March to ensure that everything is active and approved. So most of the applications, that these land use applications, were due to expire May and July. And so we've asked that all the applications be revived until the current owner has time to look at everything before they decide. So for now, there's really nothing to do but ensure that everything is kept active. Staff recommended approval for each of the requested items. And it's almost for me like a baby. I was at the county, I basically started the project and I'm seeing it on the other side. So I'm familiar with the project, understand the changes that were done, and we would appreciate your approval as recommended by staff as we work through the existing approvals. And with that, I'm here to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any comments or questions from the general public?
I just have a question.
Please.
Paul Buller, 2857 Paradise. How long of an extension are you asking for?
Because the county is going through its code rewrite, and because this project is basically almost completed, they gave us until 2024 because they intend for us to look at it, come back with them, and if codes change that we don't get impacted. So we hope by then we would have gone through. So it's 3 years we requested, which is until 2024.
Yeah, please.
Another question. My question relates to, I guess it's called a performance bond these days, because we just had that issue with the Allnet next door. They had a performance bond. But is there a performance bond in place for this project?
There are public works off-site performance bonds. Remember, this was approved in 2006, where the county didn't require decommissioning agreements. Okay. I was there. I started the decommissioning agreements.
Right.
So that didn't start until after the 2008 downturn with all the buildings. So there is no planning performance bond in place because it wasn't required at the time. For Allnet, when they came in, it was required. That's why they have the planning performance, decommissioning plan and performance agreement. This and most of the other resorts do not have a performance agreement. And secondly, performance agreements are basically to decommission a site and have a bond in place to repair items. This building, except for the front, is basically approved. And what they would have to do is to go in and look at the life safety and all of this. And all of these things are being kept in place, all the life safety, making sure water is running and everything has been done to a tune of over $1 million a year to keep the building living. So that is in place and being taken care of.
Just to follow up on that, I know at one point in the past, I think it was in the distant past, maybe there was an issue about wrapping the building that was unfinished and some of those kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is, does the extension trigger any kind of requirement for this decommissioning or performance bond or making it look like it's not so unfinished right in the middle of the strip, where the strip's kind of moving that way with the orchard and everything like that. I'm just wondering if this application triggers any of those requirements.
Great question. I think for the staff that would be a good question.
Right now it's what it was under the previous approval. So that's something that you might want to bring up to the planning commission or even board. That's something to consider in the future.
Well, and so maybe you have knowledge of, remember the requirement to do the wrap? And as I recall, that was going to happen, and then it was kind of trading hands about that time, and so we, I think,
If I may, this is Brady, he probably won't remember, doesn't know. I was there when the last owner came in to place the wet pumps. And the commissioner worked with them on the frontage to get that wrap down to at least certain portions of the building when visible. And it was more for safety and security as well in the front, and of course the wall exits. Now, as I just stated, there's no requirement for the decommissioning agreement. However, we are in place, we just purchased it, so we're looking into everything. And we know that the frontage was done by a previous owner. So as we work through every single application and building permits and all the things the county has asked for, we will look into these things. This is why the condition is that we come back once we figure everything out, and before we get through all the permitting process, that we do another land use application to kind of encapsulate everything that is done, because now, as you see, it's 9 different applications, and if you keep extending, so that's why we asked for the 3 years, and they gave us the 3 years, so we will have time to really look at everything.
Yes, we'll note for the record, there is a concern from the general public that there maybe should be or could be considered a decommission plan, considering that there is not currently one in place, and I haven't been here long enough, but I would imagine the original iteration of the Drew or the Fountain Blue was kind of the reason that the decommission plans kind of became an important thing to our community. So
that went on the head.
Thank you for bringing those up. And are there any other comments from the general public? Great. Open it up to the board.
I just wanted to say it's amazing that, you know, Resorts World now is opening up at the end of the month, which is so exciting. And now the corridor is like moving, and I can really see that the strip now on going towards Sahara is just coming alive. And I've wanted to see that for so many years. And the other point that I wanted to say is literally my son threw a ball over at the Drew the other day, and the security there was there in minutes. So they're doing a great job just keeping it up, and I see them all the time. So I'm excited to see this project go underway and, you know, finally get finished.
Thank you. Great. Yeah, please, John.
I just have a couple of questions. On the first app, it mentions the new owners. Who are the new owners, miss?
The new owners, JDR Owners LLC, it consists of two ownerships, Fountain Blue LLC, part of the original ownership, and then the Coke Industries. So those are the two partners.
Thank you.
Partners.
That's sort of what I thought. Next, throughout the applications, it states different amounts of acreage for the, do you notice that?
Yes.
For the project. We have 22.7, 24.5, and 25.4. My question is, which is it?
That question will be to staff, really, and I think some of it is because it was based on the gross or the net as someone was looking at it.
Because you didn't buy any more property and you didn't take any away. So one of those answers has to be correct.
Correct.
And that is which one?
Looking at the assessor's record, I believe, is 24.5, but we will verify with staff, and when we do come in, we will make sure that acreage is correct.
Yeah, because it's different on every app, almost. And I have one question on one of your apps, and that's the app that has to do with the resort condominiums, the permitting of 1,020 resort condominiums with kitchens. Since it appears to me from reading this that that's no longer a desired avenue of development for this project, why are we renewing this application for that purpose when it looks like that's been abandoned from everything I've read on all the others?
Well, that is the 2019 when the Drew came in, when they're talking about it. Mm-hmm. We just purchased it, so that was their plan, and this is their plan. We're now looking at every single application, so I believe staff kind of took that and basically repeated it in this. we haven't eliminated anything that was approved. That was 2019 when the Drew came in and decided they didn't want to do resort condos. For now, the owners haven't told us as their representatives that they are moving away.
So they're open to that again, possibly?
It's possible. They just want to look at every approval and to see everything they need to do. So at this point, we're not eliminating anything. It was approved previously. They're just saying their plan didn't include it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Great. Any other comments from the board or questions?
No questions from me, but I would like to point out that I will recuse myself from agenda item 8 as there are requirements from my employer.
Okay. That leaves us with a quorum still. So would anyone care to make a motion?
A motion to approve with staff recommendations for items 5 through, well, let's do it separate since he has to recuse himself from number 8, but from 5, 6, and 7.
Second.
I second.
Sorry. I'm thinking third, you know, for my first day.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
So that leaves 8 through...
No, 8 alone.
8 alone.
Oh, okay. Have to do. 8, I motion to approve with staff recommendations.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then the final motion is from 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So exciting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you. Very good. Well, let's wrap things up here. Do we have any general business? Great. Any other comments from the general public before we wrap? Seeing none. Our next meeting date is June 29th, 2021, and tonight's meeting is adjourned.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Great.